This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's 1,000, and I mean that seriously, there's 1,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I think it shows me how high your IQ is that you tuned in here. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, Corey Duggan will join us after the break. I'm just learning that he doesn't like... We're gonna find him a new name because he doesn't like the Mad Black Man from Baltimore. I think he doesn't mind the Mad Black Man. I think it's from Baltimore that bothered him. Yeah? So maybe we'll call him the teed-off Black Man from Texas. I don't know. We'll find out. He'll let us know when he comes out. So, and then maybe we'll vote on the name. What do you think of that? We'll have a little competition. See if we can come up with the name that he likes the most. We won't let him pick it. We'll have to pick it for him. Although I'm sure he won't like that either. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, this guy, Senator Flake, right, which is, frankly, a great name for him, I don't know if any of you heard his speech today or parts of his speech. He had me bouncing off the walls at one point in time. Where was this guy? Where has he been for the last 8 years? Seriously. And then these places like CNN that pull McCain in and McConnell to react to Senator Flake. I mean, why? Why? The three of them are pretty useless, right? And Jeff Flake talking about how the Constitution's been trampled, in essence. Why, Obama didn't do that? Or were they afraid of him? I don't understand where these guys are coming from. You know, you guys in Arizona, first of all, Flake's not being honest. He's not running because all of a sudden he's got a spine and a moral conscience. That's a joke. He's right now, he is 8 points down. And the reason he's 8 points down is because he's acting like an old-time, Republican, I can't say it. I'll put it this way for some of you who will figure it out. He's acting like an old-time goose-stepping Republican. All right? It's time for us. It's time for the people that we send to Washington. It's time for them to start doing what they were elected to do, what they were hired, as I like to say, to do, and that is take care of Americans. Don't care how the president says it or how he does it, say how he lets the words roll off his lips. Listen, think about some of the things he's talking about. When it comes to North Korea, we've been doing it the same way for what, 50, 60, 70 years? And where has it gotten us? Nowhere. We've got empty pockets because we give them money to shut them up and set them back. And what do? They still keep moving forward. Now they have a nuclear bomb. They have a way to deploy it. Sure, we did really good, didn't we? And the same thing with Iran. Yeah, I'm sure that they're doing all the right stuff, right? I'm sure they're not moving towards having a nuclear weapon. I'm sure they're not moving towards having ICBMs. No, not at all. So when these guys start talking about all of a sudden they've got a moral compass, When you start doing what you were sent to do, Senator Flake, when you start doing what you went to Washington, D.C. to do and not fit in with everybody else, then you could talk about a moral compass. But until then, in the immortal words of, what's her name, Maxine Waters, shut up.
I rise today to address a matter that has been very much on my mind.
At least for 20 minutes. I mean, the guy's stressing. He's sweating. He looks nervous. If this is from the heart, if this is real, what's the problem?
At a moment when it seems that our democracy is more defined by our discord and our dysfunction than by our own values and principles, let me begin by noting a somewhat obvious point that these offices that we hold are not ours indefinitely.
No, really? And you want to talk about discourse? Where was this speech 7 years ago? 6 years ago? Five? Know what it is? He's leaving the Senate. He's had this in his drawer for years. He's just decided he's going to pull it out and talk about it, right? No.
We're not here simply to mark time. Sustained incumbency is certainly not the point of seeking office. And there are times when we must risk our careers in favor of our principles.
Especially when I'm 8 points down and have no chance of winning.
Now is such a time. It must also be said that I rise today with no small measure of regret. Regret because of the state of our disunion. Regret because of the disrepair and destructiveness of our politics.
See, this is the disingenuousness of these people. The thing here is that 8 years, 7 years, let's be honest. All right, so 7 years. You were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. You had it figured out. You had the plan. You guys were all on the same page. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. You lied. It's really that simple. You know, it's like I say to my Christian brothers and sisters. It's easy to praise the Lord on Sunday morning. What about the rest of the week? Can you do it Monday through Saturday? Can you talk about Jesus Monday through Saturday without feeling weird? Or is it only Sunday morning? Same thing with these guys.
Regret because of the indecency of our discourse. Regret because of the coarseness of our leadership. We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics...
No, we need a leader now that slams the table and says, you know what? Enough of this garbage. Enough of this crap. This is what we're doing. We're moving forward this way. You know, the little guy over there in North Korea, you want to keep threatening everybody? We're going to see if you really are a god. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real site on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get to Corey Duncan, who is, he's wound up. And I figure the longer I make him wait, he is going to spew and just going to have to duck and cover. But let's go to the phones. We've got Paul from San Francisco. Paul, you have a better idea on how to deal with taxes.
Yes, I can give everybody in the country a tax break right now. Here's how it works. I just came back from Germany, and this is what they do. If you build a fourplex house with 100 solar panels on it, the government requires the utilities to pay you 99 cents a kilowatt hour. So you make enough money to pay the mortgage, which is basically about $2,000 a month income. Anybody can do this. Anybody. The trick, of course, is you have to lobby your local PUC to convince them to be reasonable and pay you a premium for being a pioneer in solar, and that way being able to generate all this solar energy. A good place for this to start, as a matter of fact, is the state of Puerto Rico. A friend of mine down there, Hector Santiago, built one of these houses, and he put 244 solar panels on it. He totally survived the storm. His business, a nursery business, was not stopped during the whole storm. He was the only business to survive, I think, that was the...
With solar panels. So solar panels saved him. Now, I see, Paul, you live in California, and you know, I don't want to eat up all of Corey's time because he's supposed to come on, but you know about the solar panel debacle here, especially what we're having in Los Angeles, where everybody went for the solar panels, and now what's happened is the PUC has decided that Edison, all that money we were supposed to save, Edison now can charge us a reconnect and a small fee because they have to buy back the electricity. So it didn't quite work out the way those legislators planned for it to work out. So though I agree that maybe we could save a few bucks, but I think that when government gets involved, especially our government, it becomes real problematic. Hey, Paul, thanks for the call. I gotta let Corey take his time as well. Third hour's open, though. You can always call in then. Hey, Corey, I don't know if you heard that. This man out of San Francisco would love to see the government get more involved in our electricity, helping people make some money. I don't want them anywhere near me, but that's just me. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Corey Duncan joins us. I can't call him from Baltimore anymore because he doesn't like it. He's from Queens. He is.
He's from Texas.
No, he's from Queens.
What?
You didn't.
What?
You need to pay attention.
Once again.
You're starting a family feud here, it's Corey.
Thanks so much. thank you for allowing me to come on to appear on this show to get my editorial. I'm from Queens, New York, Jackson Heights, via Bel Air, Texas, right now.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, that's a foregone conclusion because. And I'd like to thank the gentleman that appeared on your show just now from the Department of Energy. The people in Maryland tried that with windmills, and it doesn't work. Anyway, moving along. Wow.
Okay. You have something you need to get off your chest.
I'm still scratching my head about that right there. But anyway, that's a story for another day. I have two things to talk about real quick, and I want to get them out of the way. First of all, first and foremost, where can I start it? Well, first let me start about the, and I know we got a lot of people and that don't want to hear about, Donald Trump has stepped this, our president, our beloved president, and the guy that I support or whatever, and he's going to release the files for the John F. Kennedy assassination. Thursday, the National Archives will probably be packed, 31,000 volumes of it. And people seem to have a real hard problem with this or whatever. You know, you got the FBI telling him to delay it and this and that. You know, and I posted a couple of things on my prior page, Corey Kurzmann Duncan, and I think someone within the government, and I know it is because I know what kind of shiesty things they up to, because I used to work for that part of the government, and I got two more years to go before I say what I got to say about everything that my time dealt with there, and hopefully I better come on your show, Joe, and say what I have to say about it. But anyway, and I go to log on my page, and by some occurrence, this happened out of the blue, I can't log on. And I'm scratching my head. So I go to a couple friends of mine, and they're having problems logging on to their Facebook page. Then I'm talking, have a conversation with a couple of my colleagues and friends, and the phone cuts off. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, you know, when you they've been telling this bald-faced lie. And we all know, I know that someone is going to say, here he goes with the chin, with a black helicopter. No, it's not black helicopter nothing. If you are a fool and you believe that the government does not do these things, then you are a total fool. Because it's been going for 54 years, they've been hiding something that they claim is nothing to hide. Now, Thursday, I will be there. Pennsylvania and 7th, National Archives, I will be there. Because guess what? Whether it is something that's there or not there, I'm going to give a live feed and say what's there. Because you know what? For 54 years, we dealt with this lie. And you know, and I want to talk about freedom of speech. Because on Facebook, you're allowed to say whatever you want as long as it's not racist or offensive to anyone. How can me posting about the John F. Kennedy assassination or me posting anything about how I feel politically give them the right to, you know, I go down the list. Joe Messina, Alexander Gibb, Doretha Ross. I could go on with the names down the list of people that they have attacked and messed with their Facebook page, messed with. Joe has had to do it at least 4 or 5 times in probably a year. One thing I want people to understand, and I know they're probably listening, because I know in a big place out in Utah where you keep everyone's, you know, information about who they vote for and this and that, because I already know about that. But here's the thing about it. You can do whatever you want. You can shut my page down. You can threaten me. You can send me death threats, because I've had that too. But I will not close my mouth and close my eyes to what's been going on in this country. And it continues to go on because the sheep is being led to the slaughter. They do things to get you looking one way, talking about this kneeling.
You got to put it on pause and hold it till we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Corey Duncan.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. I do appreciate when you call in and, you know, just let us know what you think about things. Let us know how you feel about the topic we're talking about. Sometimes you guys get off topic, and, you know, with all due respect to the caller from San Francisco, I wasn't there. I wasn't on that topic. Anyhow, Corey Duncan joins us as he does on a regular basis, every week, actually, unless I can't wake him up, in which case then he doesn't join us. But other than that, to get him up on a regular basis to be with us, and I appreciate his input on what's going on. Right now he's all wound up about the Kennedy files being released on Thursday. Corey, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure to come on, and I'd like to thank everyone that supports me, Joe, and any other podcaster or broadcaster that's on, continue to support us, and let's keep the fight going.
Yeah, I agree. So, you don't think we're going to learn a whole bunch on Thursday, do you?
Well, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a Kennedy conspiracy person. Anybody, I mean, that's researched this pretty much since 1991. And my theories is that people, you're not going to see much because it's even been altered. You might see a couple, but what you're going to see is a lot of pointing toward the mob. And anyone that knows any of this story knows one thing, is that we are never going to find out the truth until one person closes his eyes. And when he closes his eyes, then we're going to find out the truth. Because everyone else is dead, pretty much. And until the Daddy Bush passes away, because it was his operation to begin with. We all know that. Anyone that's researched this know that George Bush is behind it. And his son did his own operation with 9/11. So that's another story for another day. But all of these are operations. The Las Vegas is an operation. Anything full scale like this, like that, you know is an operation. I give you example A about Las Vegas. Las Vegas, the guy that claimed that he saw two shooters the other day got murdered in front of his church. He was on his way to church and got murdered just for no reason, got shot to death. So that's the sixth person that's got murdered since that happened. They said they had conflicting. Now, why is it every time that things of this magnitude happen, the people that have conflicting, remarks about it, they run and jump out a window, or they just decide they want to kill themselves, or turn themselves over in a car, or take a whole bottle of Poloid or whatever. I mean, come on, all of these are operations. And just like with that are you taking and stalling this long for what? If we all know for this, that what happened, then you cannot do now. They cannot do political assassination. They try to assassinate your character and your finances. All of this, and I'm not going to get on that topic, but we all know all of this is Illuminati. All of this is people that's high up in the government, that, and it is a shadow government. Come on. If you don't believe it's a shadow government, you have got to be the biggest fool on earth. They push it down your throat every day. Every day you turn on the television. Now it's a position that they're taking where, so think about it. George Soros gave a group that was opposing Donald Trump, our president, $18 million of his money to come after Donald Trump. Why would the man do that if they didn't have another agenda, if it's other people that's not behind that? They're coming, I'll say it again, President Trump, they'll come after forever because guess what? He's not a drunk. He's not a drug addict. He's not a homosexual, and they can't get anything on him. And that's why they continue to attack him. But Facebook, I want everybody that's a conservative that's listening to understand that Facebook is a way for them to keep up with what you're doing in your life, your political beliefs. Because guess what? If your political beliefs was liberal, they would not have attacked me. But guess what? As I tell my children, as I tell Joe, as I tell anyone that's a that's a conservative and you are podcasting or broadcasting, do not let these people try to scare you or try to push you around with so that you don't put out the truth. Put out the truth, because these people are a bunch of murderers. They sinister, and all you have to do is sit and watch, because that's what they've been doing for 54 years. They do the certain group. I'm not going to say the whole CIA, but a certain groups of the Central Intelligence Agency and certain groups of this government. And you have to remember what the hell said. Watch the military-industrial complex. And that's what we're getting now. We have certain people in the government that, why after 54 years you don't want to show it? What we already know Lyndon Johnson knew what was going on. It was an operation. You know, it was a change of power. Come on. Are you serious? I mean, a bullet can do all that damage. I was in the Marine Corps. I've never seen a bullet. I know what kind of bullet it was. It was a mercury round. And a mercury round is made for assassins. So my thing is, who are these people trying to fool? But then again, just like with Barack in office for 8 years, telling people, you know, it was just the greatest 8 years. Really? Really? Not for me, it wasn't, and I'm black. So it must have helped some other black folks out, because it didn't help me out. So I just want to give that rant about freedom.
Well, listen, you're a black conservative. Of course you're a target. They got you nailed everywhere because they don't want you speaking out. They don't want you. Look, I've told this story before, and I think you've agreed with me. You think back in the days of Jim Crow, when it was illegal to teach black people how to, or educate them. You couldn't teach them how to read. Why? Because if you taught them how to read, they would get themselves out of trouble, out of the situation that they were in, because they would get educated. They'd have knowledge, right? So what do we do today? We don't teach them. Our worst schools are in the inner cities, and the black community is in the inner city. So let's keep them dumbed down, and we can keep our thumb on them, right?
Well, I agree, not all the way with you. What I agree with is this part. I agree with.
Then you can't be on the show 40% anymore.
40% of it, I agree. I agree with. The rest of the part is because if everything is given to a child, will a child work hard? Probably not. And that's the same thing with these people. They grow from that to adults, and then once they get adults, then they don't want to do anything. I had a conversation with a friend of mine today, and she said the same thing, and I told her, I said, you know what it is? It's not the fact that I have an education and this and that, and I can get this or I can get that, but my thing of it is I applied myself. You have people out here that want to have, and I will preach this again, they have a second grade education, but yet they want a $200,000 a year job. The arithmetic does not add up. Point in case, Baltimore City just got pulled up for passing children from grade to grade, and they change grades so they can get the federal money. What? That's why you see the laziness, and that's why you see real men not standing up. Because guess what? The women are working, and the men are staying home. Why is that? Because you know why? Because the men have been told that, you know, we are not raising men to be men no more. We're raising them to be punks. We're raising them to you know, it's almost like the balance of power is shifted. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's male chauvinist or whatever like that. My whole thing with this is the point in case is this. Until we start changing how we're raising these children and bringing them up, because, and we can't do nothing about that because you have people like Barack Obama, Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters, and they get up here and they playing this black against white. Oh, you're so poor. Oh, it's because of the white man. The white man is not out here killing these people. These black on black killings that happen in Baltimore, 200-some, it doesn't matter. The thing of it is that I'm sick and tired of my race sitting up saying this stuff about it's a white man and we don't have, hey, look, they allow the Mexicans to come, they allow the people to come across the border because they will work. They will work somewhere where you think that, oh, I'm too good to work there. Hey, look, you got to crawl before you walk, man. Because if you think that you're going to get it that way, then guess what? You probably don't deserve it anyway.
I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go with this. You got me wound up with all this. You know, you're talking about Chicago and what have you, and you look at what's going on there. How many people have been shot? How many people have been killed again? And you're not hearing about it. It seems
but
it's not a big deal.
But, yeah. I asked the same question.
Well,
that
listen,
I posed to all
you have to ask the question on the other side of the break unless you're writing the check. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Corey will be with us. I can guarantee he's not going anywhere until we come back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Will you stop winding him up? We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, they must have had him tied up for a week because he is so wound up. It's almost funny. So I got to let him go before he pops. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to give us a, I'll say, a different perspective on what's going on in the world today. Corey, again, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me here, Pete.
Oh, I don't even know where to start with everything that you...
I get wound up because I'm passionate about it, because my favorite is that I worked in the government, and I worked, I can't say where I worked at or what I did or whatever, but I can tell you this kind of stuff goes on, and for 54 years, this has gone, you know, this has gone on, and it's about time that somebody puts a stop to it, because... You know, and if you look at Mega Evers, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, everybody's got a past. Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City. I mean, you got all kinds of people that are thrown out there to be patsies or whatever like that. So you got to understand, they get you to get into this stuff, and they tell you, well, we'll take care of you, this and that, that and this. Once they got you on the hook, they got you. You know, they're gonna turn that back on you sooner or later. So I mean, that's what their plan is for. I mean, think about it. It's to turn everyone against each other. And with this kneeling, that's just to get you to look the other way while they do other things or whatever to try to violate us. Because I'm not worried about whether somebody kneels, stands. I could care less. Really, really. That's why the NFL is suffering right now. Because they wanted to play this race card and stuff like that. And now it's backfiring. And guess what? guess what? I never bought the Sunday ticket to begin with anyway. I could watch it for free because I could care less. But, you know, it's
all. Corey, I don't think, I think that most people are teed off at the NFL because they go pay to watch a game. They go pay not to have politics done. And we're still raw from the last 8 years. People are tired of America being spit on. They're tired of the flag being used as toilet paper. You know, I mean, that's one area I probably don't agree with you. Is it might be a distraction, but I believe people are honestly irritated about it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm irritated about it. I mean, I can't say that I'm not, but my thing of it is a freedom of speech. If they don't want to stand, then we're going to either have to figure out what something to do, whether to have them to stay in the locker room or this or that. I agree with if they want to peaceful stand.
But here's how I see it. I'm paying you money. You don't want to do what I'm paying you to do. You don't want to do it work what the rest of us are doing. Go find a job somewhere else.
But you don't need to
make $11 million a year.
But I understand totally what you're saying about that, Joe, but where I disagree with you is that it'll be making them do something, and that just makes their form, you know, the form that they're trying to put out there bigger. That they're going to make us do something like with kids. If they don't want to do it, do it. But guess what? I totally agree with you about the pain part, because guess what? If you're making $450,000 a game and they take and suspend you or something like that without pay, guess what? I guarantee with the lifestyle a lot of these guys live, I guarantee you the next game, you won't have nobody kneeling. See, guess what? Everything, see, we already know what runs people in this world. If you take their food, and you take their money away, first take the food away and their resources, and then take that money away, whichever way you want to put it. But guess what? You'll get a different response next Sunday. There might be a lot of teeth sucking and eye rolling, but guess what? And that's what it's getting ready to get to you. It hasn't got to it yet. When they start doing that, I guarantee you, it will be something totally different, because we all know when you're used to living a certain kind of way and that gets taken away, it's just like a baby with a bottle. Once you take the bottle away, they start doing more whining and still crying. But guess what? The message gets over.
So last week, you know, while you were talking, I was looking something up. Last weekend, two men were killed in Chicago, 26 were wounded. The weekend before that, there were 25 shot and 8 were killed, all right? And I'm looking through the stories. Maybe I missed it. Is Sharpton spelling his name differently? Because I can't find it in the story. Maybe I'm missing something.
You're not gonna hear that. Like, you know, we're talking about it off the break. I mean, on the break. They're not gonna do anything about that. They could care less. You know, Donald Trump.
It's not sexy.
The president cares more. President cares. Let's ask Maxine Waters or the chick with the goofy cowboy hat or whatever, talking about this or that or whatever. Hey, look. Listen. In Iraq, and he called my mom and said, hey, well, you know, that's what he signed up for, so he knew he was getting into. Do you think my mom would get upset?
Your mother?
No. My man was just being blunt about, I mean, what? What's the story?
He died doing what he loved to do. I think that's part of what he was trying to say, right?
Okay, but even still, why is it being made such a big hogwash? Because you know why? Because, no, this man could say apples, oranges, pears, and people say, oh, no, he's saying something wrong. You know, all it is spitballing. And that's because and Donald Trump shouldn't just stop with the tweeting. Under that, take the high road. I had to learn that. Take the high road sometimes. Because these people want you to get into that going back and forth or whatever like that. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Maxine Waters and the rest of that crew or whatever that wanted to, you know, or my friends down at Fox 5, that want to take and spitball and every time post something about Donald Trump or whatever like this. Hey, look, it's as simple as this. If you black folks don't like it, in 4 years, do something about it. Because guess what? He got 26% of the black vote. And guess what? If the way it's starting to look, he's going to get it again.
He's going to get it. He's going to get it more, and he's going to get more votes. Hey, listen. So Maxine Waters did a town hall, right? And I was watching the clip for a few minutes, and something dawned on me as she was talking to the group. Now, the group was predominantly black, some Hispanic, and she's talking about running again. She's talking about, wow, the Democrats are for the socioeconomic group. And she says, if you let Republicans in, they're going to take away your welfare money. You won't be able to get your food stamps. You won't be able to take care of your families. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. So she's looking out to a group of blacks and Hispanics, basically saying to them, if you don't vote us back in, we're not going to give you stuff. We won't be there to hand you stuff because you can't take care of yourself. Amazing.
What does that sound like to you? That sounds like a threat.
It does, doesn't it? But
That sounds like a threat. That's voter intimidation. So my whole thing with this, that's voter intimidation. How can you do that? But see, you know why? You know what? No, it's not that he's gonna take away tax or take away your food stamps or whatever. He's gonna make you work for it. Because guess what? Barack Obama's not in office no more to write blank checks or spend my tax money when I get out of the rack and bust my butt for all these years and take and give it to somebody that's been sitting on that butt waiting till 3 o'clock for the mailman to come. See, I put it out there like that because you know what? These black folks that want to always try to trash you and trash me or trash me for support being a conservative, guess what? You know what you can go, WTH, because you know what? At the end of the day, guess what? I work for it, so guess what? I earned it, so guess what? You could do the same thing, and I don't want to hear nothing about the white man and this and that, because guess what? I got the same opportunities that you got, but guess what? The difference is I was a man and I went out and I earned it. That's the difference in the two.
And you feel better about it. So listen, were you surprised today by the, we knew this was coming, but were you surprised when you heard that the Clinton campaign and the DNC helped fund the research that led to that, well, ultimately would turn out to be a phony Trump dossier?
I'm not surprised about anything. The Clintons, I thought the Bushes were. I started supporting them after I found out a whole lot of things about them. But, I mean, the Clintons are just as bad as they are. So, I mean, all of them should be arrested. The whole family should be arrested.
Oh, it's never going to happen, though. Because you and I both know that. It's never going to happen.
No,
you're not
going to
get arrested. There's
no,
too much money. There's too much power. They got too much on other people.
Right. It's not too much. They don't have too much money. They got too much power. And as long as you have power to change the editorials or anything that come from these broadcasters on your local networks and local feeds, you're never going to get the truth. And why? All I heard all week long is about they talk sound about so bad, laugh about it. They even said them laugh about the Kennedy assassination. Well, what do you think they're going to hear? Ha ha. You know, and I'm sitting up there thinking, I'm like, wow, you know, you look at people like this, and you're like, man, where did you go? What journalism school did you go to? Really?
Yep. No, I'm amazed. Hey, Corey, we're running out of time, so tell people where they can find you now, where they can hear your rants and read your stuff.
Since the government attacked my Facebook page, it's just Corey Duncan on Facebook and Corey Press Duncan. Tune in tomorrow, 6 o'clock sharp. I got a rant. Would you guys come to my page?
Now, 6 o'clock East Coast, right?
6 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, so if you're on your way home from work, check me out.
All right. Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We are going to talk all about the DNC garbage going on with the dossier, how involved McCain might have been in this. A lot coming up in the next hour. Go get yourself a fresh cup of coffee, cold drink, whatever you're doing, and come on back. Really, you don't want to miss anything.